Big problem today, about a lot of people getting married so late in life. People rely on Yitzchok Avinu, that he got married at the age of 40. In Europe, in the Middle East, it was known that people used to get married at a very old age. If they got married at 30, they considered it a very achiris, such a young zocher getting married. So really, it's not proper to rely on Yitzchok for two reasons. Rashi on Kumis makes the whole calculation, and that's what the Mabosh was saying on Rashi, that the reason for the calculation is exactly to prepare for this kasha. If Kim Avram Avinu Torah Torah Kula Atzulei Mitna, and we assume that Yitzchok also fulfilled all the Dinam Atzulei Mitna, not necessarily Mukhra, but that's what the Rishonim assumed, that if Avram fulfilled the Mitzvah, then Yitzchok did also. So they asked him, the Bible with the question, so why did Yitzchok wait till he was 40 years old in order to get married? It says in the Mishnah and others, then Shman Esrei Lechutah. So Rashi comes to answer, because there was no Shidah. He was about to marry, I should say. He had to marry a Jewish girl. She wasn't born yet. She was only born when he was 37 years old. Right after the Akedah, as he said, it says that Yitzchok was born. So he had to wait till she was 3 years old, till she's real of Eeyah. She's not real of Eeyah.
But you know she was born.
Right.
She was born there.
So Rashi interpreted the Pshat that she wasn't born for that. She wasn't born for after the Akedah. So he had to wait till she was 3 years old in order to be able to, she should be real of Eeyah. What do you have to have real Eeyah for? And thus is if she's not real Eeyah, the father came to the Kaddish to find out if she's not real Eeyah. So we learned that there's a machlekes, the Rambam, Exubus, we learned there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Yad Rishonim on the first part where you need chuppah or real Eeyah. By Kiddushin you don't need real Eeyah, but by chuppah, there's machlekes. The Rambam has a chuppah sneak, there's that kind of a gamma, it's some kind of a mitzvah, but it's chuppah shenu real Eeyah, and the Yad Rishonim disagree. The Baal Eichar holds like the Rambam. The Rambam Mishnah says, Baal Eichar holds like the Rambam, that you need chuppah or real Eeyah with the Rabbanim. That's why you have to hand over the Exubus before you do the Nisun. Rambam says you need chuppah harei lebiyah on a level of the raisa, and she's a nidah, it's not chuppah harei lebiyah, and the Baal Eichar adds on, even on a level of the Rabbanon, that also for the husband to live with his wife without her having holding on to a ksubah. So you have to hand over the ksubah before you have the nisun. So the Mishnah Melech suggests that ad kam reinech l'kuh harishayim in Rambam Melech with respect to chuppah harei lebiyah mitzad adin. It's only going to be because she's a neighbor. It's only going to be because she needs to be a super. But what if physically she's not even 3 years old? She's physically anywhere to be. So then the Mishnah Melech quotes a Rashi in Kiddushin that a chuppah she's anywhere to be physically. Everybody would agree with the Rambam that it's not going to be. So it's a rush like that. That a woman had Kiddushin. A woman had Erisin, but she didn't have Nisuin. And then she was very sick. She was mamish on her deathbed, and she wanted, and she was a very wealthy woman, and she wanted her Yerusha to go to her husband rather than to go to her family. But the din is our Baal is only Yerush and Sishta, Yechta Nisuin, and not after Erisin. The Gemara has differences between Erisin and Nisuin, so Gemara says, in Yerusha, the Tamil and Hafen, and Bera, that there's no Yerusha to Erisin. So she wanted to have a Nisuin with her husband in order that the husband should Yerush her. So the Tshuvas HaRosh says that you can't have any Nisuin because it's Chuppah Shein HaRoel HaBiyah. Aye, but the Rosh himself disagrees with the Rambam. All the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, Chuppah Shein HaRoel HaBiyah. So the answer probably is that here she's Shein HaRoel HaBiyah physically. She's physically sick. She's so sick it's physically impossible to have Biyah. But if she's really Biyah Mitzvah, the only thing is that I'll figure it's Shein HaRoel HaBiyah because she's a Libra, because you haven't handed over the Ksuba yet. But then it's enough later, the Rambam has known, the Baal Eichar has known. But if it's only going to do the Tzidah, then it's negative. That's the Gemara in the first Rav Yitzchak that says that an Arusa is forbidden with the Rabbanim to eat Truma. And then she's kind of a Chelez with Truma, even though she herself was not a Kohen. And then I'll tell you, Arusa, a Chelez with Truma, and the Rabbanim made a din only in the Tzidah. So what if she was Nisus, Kusim, Baal Shal Hashem, and Yamechad? So the Gemara in Kiddushin quotes up Rais, that Kusim, Baal Shal Hashem, and Yamechad is not a Chelez with Truma. Why not? The Mishnah Melech says Rashi has two interpretations. Rashi, the other Mishnah has two pshatim. So one of the two pshatim is because since she's kusim bas shal shana yamecha deyti yasa biyah, she's physically in a real biyah. So therefore, the chuppah is mishka chuppah. So the chuppah is not a chuppah. So she remains an arusa. If she's an arusa, you remain with the yisa de rabbanon, which is asur in the rest of the shum.
The eyewitness
is really good. The eyewitness can have biyah, and she can have ibur. She can become pregnant, but she can have biyah. So Rashi just makes the question, why did Yitzchok marry at such an old age? It's not proper to wait so long to get married. Supposed to get married at the age of 18? Rashi says, well, before the age of 37, there was just no girl around. If I marry a Jewish girl, there was nobody around. And then he had to wait 3 years in order to have any steward. And then after that, he waited, he was married with the girl for another 10 years, until she became real a labor, because the Gemara says that if Tanav should become Luberes, will be Tomus. The Gemara in Ksubis later has like that. Like Tanav, the Gemara says, Gimon Rashi Masham, she's the Mosh, the Gemara Yimamas, the Gemara in Ksubis later has that one of the women is a Tanav, she's at a very young age, she's Enemis Aberes. And then later, when she's a Tanav, close to Godless, the Gemara says it's possible to become his Aberes, but then she will be Thomas. So Yitzchak didn't want his wife to die. So the first 10 years of their marriage, he got married at the age of 3, and she was 3, he was 40. And then the first 10 years, it wasn't Royal Eber. And then the next 10 years, it was Royal Eber. She didn't become pregnant, then he got nervous, and then he was his spouse. That's how Rashi explained. But Rashi's commentary answer, why did Yitzchak wait so late till he got married? That's what many of them have said. The Maharam in Prague, the Rashi and Kiddush has a different shot. He says that he doesn't see that it's a problem in the first place. He says when the Chachamim told us that Shman Asher Lechuta, what they meant was that the average age of a person is about 70. The nation of Abraham Shavu Shama. So a person should get married approximately one-fourth of his age. One-fourth of his full life. So the person is 18, that's approximately one-fourth of his life. So that's the Zman Hazeh. The Pasuk says nation of Abraham Shavu Shama. But how long did Avraham Avinu live? How long did David live? 180. He died 5 years earlier. They shouldn't see Yates of Yates of his house as well, Rashi says. If he lived, he should have lived 180. So a quarter of 180, give or take a little bit, is 40 years. He makes the whole calculation why, give or take him. He makes the chesed when he tries to make that oath, and also there's a misprint in the calculation. From the bottom of the Guralia, they try to patch it up a little bit. Anyway, that's what he says. Give or take a few years here or there, the age of 40 was the proper age in those days, because the Din states that a person should get married when he reaches the normal age in those days was 180. So to say that Avram died 5 years earlier, everybody knew. Yes, actually, yeah. It's the insurance company. What's the average male age of the Jews living in Israel? I'll tell you, 108.
Well,
that
Yaakov
is in. You think you might have seen it on the piece of tree, but it's very similar. Well, maybe you have no shirah? Okay. How did the Chacham Taka make the calculation of the Shmanes for the Chuta? Why didn't they require the people to get married at the age of Bar Mitzvah? That's what the Beis Shmuel asks. The first seed by Nebuchadnezzar. You become Bar Mitzvah, you're supposed to do all the Mitzvah, so why not have the obligation to get married? The Shmuel says that it will interfere with his ability to learn. Morris says something like that. Morris says that if a person is very interested in learning and he wants to get married, not to interfere with his ability to learn, so then he has the right to postpone his marriage a little bit. So the Shmuel takes that Gemara. Gemara there is talking about the obligation to get married at the age of 18, and the Talmud Chacham has then Yeshiva is permitted to postpone a little bit. Because Rehan's already asked about that. So the Shmuel says that reason is the excellent, I think it's the first Bishmah and Amenas. He says that's the reason why the Chacham will convey the Shmah and Esra the Chukra. Because you have to give your fellow a chance to learn in the first place. Everybody has to learn a little bit. And if he keeps on learning on, so the further, then he can even postpone past the age of 18. The reason why they will convey in the first place 18 is based on that reason. But everybody has to have a chance. The Rashash later in Ksuba suggests that that's a Yishuv, that's a Teretz and Akasha that Achreinim, that Rishenim is. That Rishenim is, not Achreinim is. That the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says he's supposed to get married at the age of 18. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that if a person doesn't get married at the age of 20, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu curses him. So how come here it says 18, here it says 20? So the Rishenim say different answers. The simple answer being that he has to, the HaKadosh should try to get married at the age of 18. And then if he can't, then we give him he knows that he has until 20. And if he still is taking his time, he still didn't get married, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu curses him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. We give him 2 years or 2.5 years or so to find a shiva. Man is there to look more than that, because people today, the whole society is different. People have more shaykhs with their wives than they did years ago. You have to have more than your letter today. So the Rasha suggests an einfall of a mahalach. He says the Rishonim don't give that answer. He gives a different answer to this contradiction, whether the age is 18 or the age is 20. That's relevant to Zman Hazeh. He says he's assuming also like the Beis Shmuel, that the reason why the Chacham was 18 is because you have to give people an opportunity to learn a little bit. So how much do they have to learn? So the Mishnah Pirkei Avos gives you the program. You have to learn all of Tanakh from the age of 5 to the age of 10. So when you finish Tanakh at the age of 10, then it says Ben Esser LeMishnah. That's the way he's supposed to teach. And then you teach Mishnayis, teaches to be a Mishnah from the age of 10 to the age of 15. And you don't begin to study Gemara till the age of 15. Rabbi Parnas was talking a few years ago, and they had this symposium about the Derech HaLimud. So Rabbi Parnas said that he used to teach originally first year high school, then he taught second year high school. And he says the Talmidim never really understood what Gemara was all about. When he started teaching third year high school, that's when he started to shtag very much, because the Talmidim were challenging him. So he finally really had to prepare his shiur, had to say something, had to deliver the goods, and he was wondering what manishtana, what happened all of a sudden there. So he understood that it's based on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says when Chamesh has read the Talmud, that the child's mind is not right for understanding Talmud, for understanding what the first is, this Mishnah, that Mishnah, Kashrus, the Talmudim, to the age of 15. So all the learning that they did, the first year high school, second high school, is really basically down the drain. And what the Mishnah tells you is at the age of 15, then the child's mind is right for understanding Gemara, and then there's a good time to teach Gemara to the child. So the Mishnah never says, though, how long does it take to finish Gemara? How long does it take? So whenever one is finished, because Manali didn't finish learning Gemara, so he's not obligated to get married, because Bishmo says, Yacham Tzor, Yachmata. So how long does it take to learn Gemara? So the Gemara says in Erevin, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Ayukam Eretz Midu Rechorim Min Eyam, those I'm learning Torah about them. So you never finish. If the Torah has no bottom, and it has no bounds, and it has no limits, it's like, Ein Keitz Vein Tachlis. So for the rest of your lifetime, you don't have to get married because you're busy learning Torah. So the question is, no, how long does it take to get an achizah, to get to develop what people call today a derech? How long does it take to develop a derech, whatever that means in learning Torah? How long it takes? Well, it takes 3 years or 5 years. So if the fellow starts learning Talmud at the age of 15, how long does it take till he develops his derech? So there's a machlokes whether 3 years or 5 years. If it's 3 years, then it should be Meshman Esher in the Chut, Sacharifus, the Ratash later in the Sugatan. And if it's 5 years, then it's Ben Eshin. So that's why people today are Mekel. People today are Mekel, they don't get married at the age, not at the age of 18, not at the age of 20. Because they feel that they haven't really developed the Derech. That a lot of people start learning Gemara later in life. All the learning they did before, they know that they didn't really succeed. And they're interested in learning. So until they develop the Derech, so the Mekel had to, that they can postpone getting married. But Rashi says over here that Rivka wasn't Ruya Laledes for the first 30 years of her marriage. She waited till Gimel till she was Ruya Labir. She waited for another 10 years till she was Ruya Laledes. And then 10 years, she didn't have any children, then he had to be Mispala. So this Rashi is a little bit difficult. Tesis in Sanhedrin proves from the Gemara that the Doris HaRishayim HaRim HaLubim, Doris HaRishayim used to give birth before the age of 12 by a girl and 13 by a boy. And Tesis points out also that the Gemara says, Ki Yozidi Shariyeh Lahazu Biyarmo. It's a pasuk in Mishpatim. Ki Yozidi Shariyeh means that the person with the mazid plans to kill somebody with premeditation, decides to kill somebody. It's a pshuta shom mikra. So the Gemara darshins in Sanhedrin last on Achteret Mun Aleph that mazid is loshen by yozid yankif nozid, means to cook. That ish mazid im azriya, and a cook made a mazid im azriya. That when does a person reach the age of godless, when does the person become bar mitzvah? When he's roi laholid. And when he's not roi laholid, then he's a cook. That's the reason why a girl becomes bas mitzvah at the age of 12 and a boy becomes bas mitzvah at the age of 13. That's when we assume that the Reila hold it. Ida Gemara says indeed that a girl becomes bas mitzvah at the age of 12 and a boy at 13 because Vayidin Hashem Elokim Es Hatzela Lashon Bina. Vayidin Lashon Bina. Bina Yisrael Lashon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'isha Yesem Min Ha'ish. So the Gemara says that a person who comes on mitzvah when he becomes bar dat, the Rosh Hashanah writes that he was bar with akasha for many, many years. Whatever the parrot is, he says that it's a good kasha. It may be a good parrot, maybe a simple parrot, but it's a good kasha. But the Gemara immediately seems to say that godless depends on developing das when the person is a bar das. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that godless depends on well the holy. But what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin is what the Gemara has in Yevamos also, that born in kissing money. Let's say we know that a girl gives birth to a bar kayoma at an age earlier than 12. So then the simple reading of the Gemara is that she becomes a gvela earlier, born in kissing money. Just like if she would have had Shtei Cyrus. Just like if she would have brought Shtei Cyrus with Shanim, she would have become a gvela, because that's a haichacha that she's real eyelid. So she gave birth to a baby. That's a better haichacha that she's real eyelid. She just had a baby. So then the Gemara says that Banim Kisimon. There's a machlok in the patients in the Rambam, but the Banim Kisimon means that it can substitute for Simon, but you still need Shonim. This means after the age of 12, if she's Meiler, that child, then she's a Gedolah, but before the age of 12, not, or even before the age of 12, Banim Kisimon and good Shonim. Usually you need Shonim this Simon. So when you have Banim, does that substitute for both Shonim this Simon? Or it can only substitute for Simon, and it can't substitute for Shonim. Chaim has a long arichas about that, what's the Yisrael, the Machlokes, the Rambam, whatever, but the Gemara says the famous like that, there is a cloud of Banim Kisimon, because the idea of God was in the person is where the whole is. That's why it seems difficult, the contradiction between the two Gemara. The Gemara says in the Reader that the girl becomes Bas Mitzvah at the age of 12. Somebody told me this last week. I don't know, is this true? I'm not familiar. They told me that by the Reform Jews, they don't believe in distinguishing between the boys and the girls, so they declare that the girls become bas mitzvah at the age of 13 also, not at the age of 12. That's so? Yeah. Mamish an insult to their intelligence, no? Mamish says that the reason why there's different opinions in the Gemara, whether the girl becomes bas mitzvah earlier, later, or at the same time. So we pass in Allah al maskana that they become bas mitzvah earlier based on the theme of Ayyivan Hashem al Tim that they have earlier development, that they have the Yisera more than the men. So the man is insulting the women, that they declare that they're dopey, that the man is on his own, that the women are dumber than they ever were before. And now they don't become the Labbaz das until the age of 13. Man is feeling flawed. So then this is difficult. Tosis points out in Sanhedrin, Dav Samachas, and Aleph, that the Beris are showing him how you malize him at an earlier age. They gave birth earlier than 12 and earlier than 13, and therefore Tosis points out La'aloha that they became bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah at an earlier age. So it's a little strange, a little difficult. The chesmon over here, why if Yitzchak got married at the age of 40 and he's only davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have children at the age of 60, because the first 10 years didn't count, she wasn't really a lehoyer till 12. And then next 10 years, if a person doesn't have children for 10 years, if he lives in Chutz La'aretz, so the Gemara says she got Eretz Yisrael, and the Chutz Eretz Yisrael have children, because throughout the Chumash, and in other places in Tanakh, the Pesukim many, very often, very, very often, link together the brach of having a lot of children with living in Eretz Yisrael. Great Betishka. A lot of times the Chumash in Tanakh has like that. But that's what the Gemara says, that living in Chutz La'aretz is not Oyla. But the deal that if a man lives with his wife for 10 years and he had no children, then he has the right and perhaps even the obligation to divorce his wife and to marry a different wife, or if he can afford it, he can take it. He should take an additional wife in addition to the first wife, take another one. If he can't afford it, he can't take it, then he has to get rid of the first one and marry another one. But he knows that that's only if they were living in Eretz Yisrael. But living in Chutz La'aretz doesn't count, because the brach of having children only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So why did Yitzchak wait till he was 60? Before the first 10 years of his marriage, he wasn't really holy. Tosfos says, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, number 4, you know that it's not true, that the Beis Hashem never really holy before the age of 12. So I don't know exactly the deal then. Akash.
Does that mean that they didn't have their own children, or even if they adopted other children, that because they're good, and they adopted a child instead,
some parts can say that by adopting children is a partial kima mitzvah, but it's not the full kima mitzvah. The full kima mitzvah by having one's own children. The question whether that applies to Bizman Azer, because it is then applies to Bizman Azer, that if a person didn't have children for 10 years, that he should divorce his wife and marry another one. Because Bizman Azer, we discussed, no? Bizman Azer, there's one opinion in the Lodcha that you're not kaitan pirimrit. The Gemara says in the end of Chesed Shabbat, in the last half of Chesed Shabbat, and therefore, given by Sheni, many people wanted to make a gzera that they shouldn't have children b'chlaf Because what will we gain by having children? The Goyim will just have more Jews to persecute, more people to kill. The Gemara says they didn't make the Gzer because it's Gzer Shein Ravatsi B'Chalim Lamed Bo. Because most people wouldn't be keen about that Gzer. Well, what if a person is a fruit and he wants to be Machma Al-Atsmo? So Gzer Shein Ravatsi B'Chalim Lamed Bo is a reason why the Chacham don't institute Gzer. But out of Midas Chassidus, maybe a person should volunteer to observe that Gzer. So if one doesn't want to have children today, and one is unable to have children today, so maybe we shouldn't insist that he has to divorce his wife and son. So they have throughout the history, there were always some Gedolim who had no children, and they didn't divorce their wives. Some say for once there's the Zebra, Rav Nos Nadler. I think he only had one daughter and she died at a young age. And he never divorced his wife, and he remained married with his wife for many years. And some say for who was very close to him, some say for was his adopted son. He told him some say for to run away from his parents because his father was stifling his growth and learning Torah. And it was by mitzvah, from Sefer said an original chapel, in which he disagreed with his one of his ancestors. He quoted from an Elpa Zeta Sefer, and he made a hostile there, and he disagreed with him. So the father wasn't a Talmud, he didn't know who was right, who was wrong. But he assumed that the great-grandfather was right, and the little punk, the little 13-year-old kid was wrong. So he went up in public, and he slapped him in front of everybody, and the Bima, and sure. So the Rebbe, Rav Nos Nadler, said, what are you slapping for? He's right. The Elkhul Zeta is wrong, the little kid is right. So he told the Chacham Sofer that he should leave his parents' home and should move in by him because his father is stifling his learning. That he'll never grow. Every time he says a chiddush, the father's going to slap. Every time he's going to deal with anybody, the father's going to hit. You have no right to ask a kasha, you have no right to say a test. So he left his parents and he never went back. And he stayed by his Rebbe in Frankfurt, the same city where the parents lived for many years, until they chased Rav Nos Nadler out of Frankfurt. Then he left with him. He left with him, so he traveled with him for many years. So he was very close with him. It was like his adopted son. He raised him from the age of 13 on. So he, two rabbeim, one was a kohen, one was a levi. Rav Nos Nadler was a kohen and a haflor was a levi. They were both in Frankfurt at the same time. So he once asked Rav Nos Nadler, how come he had no children and he didn't divorce his wife? So he says, this manazel we don't do. We don't observe that in this manazel. Because we have more time to hold on. Other opinions of Shulchan Aruch don't say like that. They say if you have one child, even though you're not fulfilling Tehillim Rivia, so then you don't divorce your wife. That's the child. What are you accomplishing by one child is in the Hume of Yeh. There is one child of Shevet. One child you fulfill the mitzvah of Torah, the Shevet Yitzhara. Is that the Cheshman? So question, the Achareim discuss it at length. Avnei Nezer has the children of Nezer. What's the deal in that opinion in Rishon? And that if you have one child, you don't divorce your wife after 10 years. If you have no children, then you do. He gives a different mahalach. He doesn't like the pshat of Shevis. He thinks that Shevis also needs two children.
To have a kid, so then
the
10 years isn't right that you won't have another one.
For
10 years,
there's
nothing
about them.
Once you have one, so you have the right to assume that even if 10 years is...
But the Gemara says, then you wait 10 years after that child is born. Let's say the woman is matel of love. Then you wait, so you see she can become pregnant. So you wait 10 years after the hakoma.
It's not the same with his father, when Yitzchok, Shabbat Yitzchok, he said not that he waited 10 years until he started counting in 10 years, but he waited, say, 5 or 6 years or 9 years, whatever. And then see, was that the way the point that Rashi is that he's because Rashi says that he waited 10 years and until she was ready the whole week.
Right, but then he waited 10 years after she was ready the whole week. She had no pregnancy, but the 10 years and then he got the Hashem.
So
that should have been. That place doesn't talk about this. Tesis just says bichlav that in the Goris Arishanim they were able to have pregnancies that they didn't lose at a much earlier age, way before the age of 12. So if Tesis is right, it's a Gemara. Tesis quotes a Gemara like that. It's a Hefet. I'm the Daf. It's a Hefet. So if that's what it says in the Gemara, so how come over here he only started to daven at the age of 60? It should have been much earlier. Should have realized that there's a problem over here before the age of 60. Should have been 55, somewhere between 50 and 60. Should have been earlier. I don't know. Rashi quotes the Medrash on the pasuk by Yisrotzitzu. By Yisrotzitzu is Loshen Ritzo. So why is there a double tzaddik? Should say by Yerutzu or something. So the Medrash explains that the reason why there's a double tzaddik is because they were running in two opposite directions. That they were running to the base of the Zara. When she passed by a church, they were running out, and then when she passed by a yeshiva, they would run out. So she was very bothered by this. She couldn't understand, what's going on over here? How can it be? She's expecting a baby, and the baby's going to have tendencies both to Avodah Zorah and to Avodah Hashem. How can it be? So the Teretz was, the Briska Paris. They've got Tvei Halachas, twins. One is going to be a Jew, one is going to be a Goy. It's very important to know when to apply the Briska Mahalakha to the Tvei Mahalakha and when not. Later on, Paro had two dreams. He had the dream with the cows, and he had the dream with the growing. And he asked the Ixtaglinim to interpret the dreams, and they gave all kinds of pshat, and they assumed that they're two different dreams, two different pshatim. And then Yosef said, no, chalom paro echad hu. Even though the two dreams, it's all the same thing. So a lot of times you have to know when something that looks like one thing is really two things. She has twins. They didn't know, the doctors couldn't tell her. The Navi told her, Lidush HaShem, Rashi says, the basement Rosh Hashem, they asked him, Navi told her, you have two babies. Two different, it's not that it's one baby running in two different directions. Two babies. And sometimes you have two things that look like they're very different, cows and grain, and it's really the same. You have to know relationships. You have to know when things are similar, when they're dissimilar. That's very important in learning. I often quote from Pascal. It's one of the few things I know from Pascal. That he wrote a book on philosophy. So he writes that somebody will have a taina against me. That what was I mechadish in my book? Every idea that I have in my book is already printed in other books from the Doris HaKadmainim. So what am I mechadish? So he says anybody can have the same taina against the poet who writes a poem. You can say, what was he mechadish? Every word appears in a dictionary. So the Teretz says, no, but he arranged the words in such a way that he gave a new shot. So he says, if you take the exact same ideas, I believe in 100 ideas, and this Reformed Jew believes in the same 100 ideas, but if you put them in a different relationship, it depends what's the klal, what's the yotzman klal, and what's an ikir, and what's tafel, and what's related, and what's similar, what's dissimilar. You take the same 100 ideas and you arrange them differently, so each idea has a different shot. Based on the relationship to all the other ideas, each idea is going to have a different shot. Like, we also believe in the importance of the unity of the Jewish nation, but we believe that the unity of God and the unity of the Torah is more important than the unity of Jewish people. That if there are Jews who don't believe in keeping mitzvahs, so we're not going to be mevatim ha-shmiras ha-mitzvahs, we're not going to give up from our religion just in order to be united with the Jewish nation. We hold that shmiras ha-mitzvahs more important than the unity of the Jewish nation. It's one of the many mitzvahs, and it's a little lower on the scale. It's not that that's the most important mitzvah. The other most important mitzvah is Hashem Echad, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And then another 600 mitzvahs or so. And then the unity of the Jewish nation is on the bottom of the ladder there somewhere. The same ideas. They also believe. They believe in one God, and they believe in halacha. But they believe that other things are more important. The exact same ideas, if arranged differently, will come out to a different overall picture. And each idea will have a different mashmos. Each idea will have a different shot. So she felt very aggravated. She felt that she's having one baby that's going to be a Talmud Chacham and an Eved Avodah Zarah at the same time. Then when she was told the two different babies, then she was calmed down. Why is she calmed down? One is going to be an Eved Avodah Zarah. That didn't bother her so much. It's worse to have a Talmud Chacham who's worshipping Avodah Zarah, to have one who's distorting the Jewish religion, than to have another Avodah Zarah. You have a son who became a Christian, that's a tragedy. You know, what can you do? Her son became Avodah. But to have a son who's distorting God, to have a reformed son, is worse than to have a son who's converted. That's what you see from the custom. She thought that it's going to be one baby who's going to be running to learn in the yeshiva and running to the church at the same time. So she was very aggravated about that. That's how the Medrash interpreted. She thought it was one baby, and then it turned out that it was two babies. The Sfarno has a different shot. She knew that it was two babies, but she thought it was a sakana for her. She thought that the babies were fighting with each other. She knew that there were two babies, but she thought that the babies were fighting with each other, so it's going to be a sakana for her. So she went to ask whether she's permitted to have an abortion. Because whenever the mother's life is the sakana, so then she's permitted, and al pi pashta she's required to abort the child in order to save her own life. So the Navi told her, don't worry, it's a philosophical argument. They're not killing each other. No sakana for you. You're not involved over here. Not going to be any sakana for you. They're going to fight in Hashkocha, but they're not going to kill each other. Not going to be a fight between the babies and the bet, and it won't be a sakana for you. That's the Svan all going to sound like that. Says the Hagav, and that din, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very difficult shuva. He says that the only time you're permitted to abort the child when it's a sakana for the mother, when she's pregnant, is when it's a reif hakarav levadai, that it's a sakana for the mother. But if it's only a suffix sakana, But there's only suffix 50-50. It's not a red hakov levadai that the mother will lose her life. It's only a suffix sakana, 50-50, or usually it's going to be less than 50-50. Doctors, no, no. They think that there may be a sakana. So normally when you say a suffix sakana is there for kolatel kula, is there for Shabbos and Yom Kippur and everything, even if it's not a 50-50 suffix, even if it's a suffix harochik, you also say that suffix sakana is there for kolatel kula. The Moshe claims that's only in a whole other areas of halacha aside for killing. But here you want to kill an Uber, so the Rambam says you only have the right to kill the Uber because he's a Raider. So he's only a Raider if you know that he's a Raider. So it's a 50-50 chance that maybe he's a Raider. Or the odds are that he's not a Raider. The Raider is that the mother is going to survive. Just the Safik Arachik is a 10% chance that she may die. A 5% chance that she may die because of the pregnancy. The Moshe says that you're not permitted to kill the Uber. It's generally assumed not so though. The Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnah is on that Mishnah at the end of the Holos. Says the famous not so. He learns the Mishnah. Uber Hamaberet Hamakasha Lele Mechatchen. And it doesn't say what the nature of the Sakana is. It just says Mechatchen so Uber Shiva Mayel. Hotzi Losho Benen Berech HaNevish Ben Pnei Nevish. So it doesn't say in the Mishnah clearly what the nature of the Sakana is to the mother. So the Tiferes Yisrael says Mechatchen Hamakasha Lele and there's a suffix Sakana to the mother. That's why it's Pasha Trav like that. There's a suffix Sakana to the mother. Shaila just came up the other day, so we asked the Baron Soloveitchik, so he said also, so double pashut like that. Then we told him that the Igros Moshe says not so. He said it's very difficult. He said he doesn't think that we should pass like that. Then we asked the Blazer Shapiro also. So he said also, can't be. Then we told him the Igros Moshe said, can't be. Shouldn't pass like that. It's very strange. The pashtus is like the Tiferes Yisrael, that even a suffix sakana to the mother, even if it's not a suffix of 50-50, even if it's less, the pastor is also, you should say that you have to save the mother's life, even at the expense of killing the Uber.
That is coming by killing the Uber and someone minimizes the load of something, or only if it will get rid of the suffering entirely. The doctors were to say that, that if you go through the pregnancy, right, so then there's a 40% chance that she'll die. But it's so late in the pregnancy that we do an abortion, there's still a spike of content, she'll die anyway. So we can still say that the
I don't know if it's famous, but I think it would be the same thing. I mean, doing the abortion is sometimes also a suffix. I don't think so. No, this is just talking about a case when the pregnancy is a sakana. And aborting it will remove the whole sakana. The doctor don't think it's a sakana for the mother because of the abortion. No. Moshe has a whole, it's a little bit of hope shot based on a Rambam. He says we have to consider the Rambam, but the Rambam says the hazard to kill the Uber is based on a din rodeh. The other Rishon Rashi in the past, this is all the other Rishon do not learn like the Rambam. According to all this, the Rambam is difficult. The Rambam Api Pashtus is against the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Uber is not a raider. The Uber is not a raider because Mishamaya Korat Fila. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, Mishamaya Korat Fila, a fine base. It's a natural process. The raider is only when a person is raided Midaita. Here, this is a natural process. How can you call a baby, how can you call a Uber a raider? So the Rambam says not. The Rambam says it's a little bit against the Gemara. The baby is a raider, but it's a different kind of a raider. A raider, kill raider. It's a different kind of a raider. If he's only, you only have the right to kill the Uber based on the din of Raider, so then Rabbi Moshe claims it's only if it's a Raid HaKarav Levadai that the mother's life really is in danger. But if it's only a suffix Sakana, 50-50 suffix, or less than that, then he says you're not permitted to abort the child.
Suffix Levadai
is not,
based on
children, huh? Not.
He's trying to hurt you, and there's a chance that the way he'll hurt you is if someone's trying to fire someone, he's going to cut off his finger or something. There's a chance that
whatever
that she might
lead to that. Just, so that wouldn't be the problem. I don't know. I think so. Now, Rami Prak has a comment on this passage. I wrote it to Habana Bikirgo, and Rashi quotes from Medrash that when she passed by Beis Averizori, Esav is trying to run out. When she passed by Beis Medrash, a Pisco Terra, Shoshan the Yeva, Yankov was watching the Fakhus look. So he asked Takasha that in Parshas Noyach it says, "He waits a life of Adam Ram in the Urov." And Rashi quotes from the Gemara in the Urov, "Mishoshan mina lot says mibet anima." When a baby comes out of the mother's body, when he's born, then the Yetzirah is there. And the Yetzirah Tov, the Gemara says, in the Dorm is later when the child becomes Bar Mitzvah. The Yetzirah comes when the baby's born. The Yetzer Tov comes when the baby is bar mitzvah, and before the child is born, there's neither Yetzer Hara nor the Yetzer Tov. So how can it be that here she was pregnant with two babies? By Yisrotus, the Habana Bikir, but during the pregnancy, one already had had a Yetzer Tov to go learn, one had a Yetzer Hara to go worship Abu Dhabi. How can it be? If the Chacham tells us there's no Yetzer Tov, there's no Yetzer Hara. So he says, well, we have another pasuk. Forget about the Medrash over here. Yisrotus, the Habana. We have another pasuk that says, Betera Matzor Ababet and Yidaticha. What does that mean? It doesn't seem like before, who is that? Yirmiyahu HaNavi, no? Before he was born, Yidaticha, for the Baruch Hu loves him already. He made something special. So doesn't it mean that there's a Yetzer Tov before the baby is born? That the Gemara says only at the age of Amitz. So he says, no, these are two different things, he claims. This I don't understand exactly, but he says, they're two different things. Before the baby is born, there is a tendency for good and a tendency for evil. Some people are born with a good tendency, some people are born with a miserable personality. They can work on themselves. A nice, sweet, kind person can work on himself to become a miserable, terrible, awful individual. And the miserable person can work on his personality to become a sweet, kind, soft person. Everybody can work. But there are tendencies. People are born with tendencies. Some babies are happy babies, some babies are catchy babies. That's not, he said, that's not the same thing as Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. So the tendencies are there even before. That's the Talmud, so that he gave Yirmiyahu HaNavi a tendency, that he was more susceptible and more capable of being with Kabbalah Ruach HaKodesh later. He gave him some properties. Physical properties? Every baby has physical properties. When a baby's inside the mother's body, so some have physical properties that Al-Shem HaOsu, they're going to have red hair, some are going to have green hair, whatever, brown hair. Different good teeth, bad teeth, fat, skinny. Yibar, Cholosh, Oshir, Ani. The Gemara says the Malach HaMamun Al HaHeroya in Paskins, what's going to be? What's going to be with the teenage? Just the Tzadik V'Rosh HaVei Koma. Have a Gohar, God Grazer, there's going to be a Tzadik V'Rosh. But all the other things, he is Grazer. What does it mean? That there are tendencies. But Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, that's a different thing. What exactly does that mean? I don't know. He says that that's not till later. Yetzer Hara is not till the child is born. Yetzer Tov is not till the child is bar mitzvah basmi. The Maharami Prague has on this pasuk and the Gurari, and this pasuk, and then he refers you back to Parsha Tov, where he writes the same thing. Ela'om, ela'om, yemotz. Rashi says, ein la'om, ela malchus. And they're going to be yiparedu. They're going to be shnei leumim in the ayach yiparedu, and they'll never live in peace and harmony together. La'om, ela'om, yemotz. They're always going to be fighting. The Gemara says, when the Jews are on top, then the Christians are down. When the Christians are succeeding, then the Jews are down. It's not trying to have Judeo-Christian relations. You cannot live in peace. The Gemara understands that all the Christians are descendants of Esau. I don't know if the Gemara means that they're biologically descendants of Esau, or spiritual descendants of Esau, whatever. The Gemara refers to the Christians as Chazir. What's that as Chazir? Because Esau, Rashi quotes later, Esau also got married at a late age. And he says, what? Father learned to marry Yeshiva. He got married at the age of 45. So I can also get married at the age of 40. He got married very old. He was probably, he said, everything I do is like my father. He was a faker. So Rashi quotes the Medrash, the Mena Chazir Miyoah refers to Esau, that the Chazir has one sin in Tum and one sin in Tar. In order to be a kosher animal, you have to have Malagero and Mafis Parasol. And the Chazir has Mafis Parasol, he doesn't have Malagero. So the Chazir tries to cover up on the fact that he's traced. So he stretches out his legs. And he claims, you see, I have a cementara, I have Mafis Paras. So too, Esau and the Christians claim that they're the true Jews. So when the Jews didn't accept Osa Ho'ish, and we were rejected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose them. God chose them as the real Jewish nation. They're the real Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. So they're a bunch of fakers. They claim that they believe in the Bible, the Old Testament, and everything, and then all of a sudden everything turns. That's like Esau, that he sticks out his feet, and he claims that he has the... that he's kosher. So he says, I do like my father. My father got married at the age of 40. I got married at the age of 40. We're all from the same year yeshiva. We're all busy learning so much that he couldn't get married. Couldn't find the shidduch. The wife was Avedah Zavedizah. He could have had 100,000 of the Avedizah before then also. Yitzchak couldn't find a shidduch. He was looking for a religious girl. So couldn't find till the age of 40. He had no brain. The race had married a shiksa anyways. He could have married a shiksa before. Why didn't he have to wait to marry an Avedah Zavedizah? He didn't want to be bound down, he didn't want to be tied up. So Rashi, right, he was running around with all the girls, he was Mizanah with all the girls before, what does he have to get married for? And he's going to have a good time, then I'll get married later, make believe that he's going to get married at the age of 40. So that's the way the Chachamim are depicting Esau, to depict the Christian religion as such, that the Christians are imitating the Jewish religion. They claim that It's a Judeo-Christian tradition. Everything fits in together. Slight shino, a little difference. That's what the Pasuk said, but it's not something. The Ayach Yiparedu, that is a period over here. Liom Liom Yam, so I'll never live in peace together. Later on, when Yaakov meets Esau, and Esau suggests to him, let's go together, so Yaakov says, we can't go together. He says, you go ahead, I'll come later. There's no chance we should go together. Either one is on top or the other is on top. They can't live in peace and harmony. And the Pasuk says that ultimately Yodah Ochez is Ba'kev Esa. But ultimately Ekev is the end, like Ikvis of the Mashiach, Ekev is the heel of the body. So the Medrash suggests that the Rem is over here. This is a nest. A baby, when it's born, doesn't have the ability to clinch its fists to hold on. It's when you play with a baby when it's a few months old, so you put your finger in his hand, put a pinky in, so the baby grabs hold of your pinky. You can hold on to something. When a baby is born, it doesn't have the ability to hold on. So the Mefarshim, the Radak, and others say this is Mamash a nest. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make this nest that should be holding on to the heel of Esau? As a simon that in Achlis Hayomim, after Esau, towards the end of all of history, after all of history will unfold, towards the end of history, the Jewish nation will overturn the Christians, and their religion will be down, and then the Jewish religion will be recognized as the true, correct religion. But they can never live in peace and harmony together. All the attempts and the efforts to have... We try to live civilly together, we try to live physically, without having any wars together, but ideologically we can live together. All the attempts at having dialogue to discuss what we have in common and our two religions are improper. That's what our rabbis have taught us. Even in the ages when they had no prayer, so they had to have debates. If you agreed to have a debate, they would kill us. So the Ramban had, and many other Tanaim. The Tanaim had debates with the Christians. When you have an option, when you have a brayer, so you don't have any debates, because we really don't have anything in common with their religion. One is a real religion and one is an imitation. It's interesting, the Pasuk says that Vayehav Yitzchak Aseisav Kitzai Defiv, and Rashi quotes the Medrash that he was a faker. He asked him, how do you mafish maises from the salt and from the hay? A faker. Rivka had this as Yaakov. Rivka understood better. Rivka was a family of greater Nazir than Yitzchak, just like by Avram it says. Sarah was greater than Nazir than Avram Avinu was. So Rashi many years ago gave a whole drasha on this thing. The way the it's printed in the SLY conspectus. It's out of print now. They're going to reprint it. About I'll look with that drasha, so that's all right again. Shuli Harav. Shuli Harav. So they have their whole drasha that the Rav gave about this. That you see that the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with the others, even though it only says the Chati Tisi Yaakov Abba Tisi Yitzchak would be Avraham Esko, so one might think the bris was only made with the men. So the Rav gave all the drasha that it can't be, but the bris was made with the women also. You see that Sarah was greater than Avraham and Rivka was greater than Yitzchak. Look over here. He fooled Yitzchak, but he couldn't fool Rivka. And then it says later that Rivka was the one who was masterminding the whole Lasik with the brachas. She told him to act like Esau and to go steal the brachas from the father. So he said, how can I do that? Why you mishen the Avi and he's going to give me a klola? So she said, a lie can Allah's chabnei. So what does it mean, a lie? The Targum says, a lie yitamar b'nevua, have his nevua, that it won't turn out there, it'll turn out good. She has a nevua, had a mastermind there. Stealing of the drop. So didn't have that nevuah. Apparently the women were greater than the men over here. And by Yankif also, when he had the nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should go back from Padma Aram, go back to Eretz Yisrael, so he says he went to consult with his wife. Didn't run like that. He wanted to check out to make sure that that's ready to fulfill the nevuah. Not so partially. You have to consult with the other. Rabbanim have a shayla, have to consult with other Rabbanim. I guess if a Navi has a shayla, he should consult with the other Navi. I don't know, haven't asked any Naveen, but I imagine that just like Rabbanim consults, and Naveen should also consult, just like doctors consult, everybody should consult. There's a true beloved Yoyik, the Pasuk says. He should consult with someone else. He consulted with his wife. Apparently he felt that they would understand the Ruach HaKadosh, what's the proper thing to do. Probably. Probably. not nice to kiss a woman. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara that even though Miriam was Nesa ben Ashikra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kissed her. I'm not saying that Barishlam is a, let's say that Barishlam is a woman. She, you know, trust in the Lord that she shall save you. That's how the women of Suffragette used to say years ago, trust in the Lord and she shall save you. We say that he will save you. The Lashon and the other, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if he's a Lashon Zoffer. He's not a Lashon Zoffer, he's not a Lashon Nikevi, he's Bechal not in the Pasht. But since we refer to him speaking to, about him, the Lashon Zoffer, so it's improper to say that Miriam was Nesa ben Ashikra. So Rashi says, you can figure it out from the Pasuk, but it doesn't say explicitly. So that's why Rabbi also, by the Kris's Bris, it doesn't say explicitly the Bris was with the Imoras. But we speak about Shlosh Lovers and Arba Imoras, and from the Pesukim it would appear that they were also Shutzim in the Kris's Bris. What is the Pshat in the Pasuk? Esav came back from hunting and he asks Yaakov to give him some food, and all of a sudden he says, tell me the birthright. Middle of nowhere. Apropos to nothing. Very striking. And everybody says that he sold him his birthright for a pot of lentils. Is that the pshat? Sold him for a pot of lentils. Is that fair? No. Are you allowed to do that? I'm allowed to sell you what you have. This is Aksav Yad from Moshe Rabbeinu. Aksav Yad from Moshe Rabbeinu. I'll charge you $100 billion. He said, I know. If I charge too much, I'll charge. So how can I fool you? The thing is so valuable, you have a Kitab Yad Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't know what it is. You can have a lot of candy, a chocolate bar. You can chocolate bar, and I'll take the Kitab Yad Moshe Rabbeinu, what's your name? And he's going, no, how can he do that? So the Sfarno says he doesn't think that that's the charge. He says he made a Kenyan Suda here. He made a Kenyan Suda. $1 billion. I give you a handkerchief and I'm kind of the building. So I walk off, I was kind of the building for a handkerchief and I don't have to pay. No, I have to pay you the $5 billion. The mice acting was Carl Andre the handkerchief and then you have to pay them. Now Mecca. So the Cossack says, I encourage Bechorah Sova Yaakov and he sold it to him. What was the demand? Mecca? He didn't say how much, but he paid him a fortune of money. But what was he giving him? What was he giving him the pot of food for the purpose of making the king in Suda? The Gemara has a machloket with the Periyav, the Chalipin, or not. But the Periyav is worth it. It would have been Chalipin and Shavah B'Shavah. If there would be no Gnei HaMekach to pay in addition, this would be the whole Chalipin, Zetah, Hazer, Shavah B'Shavah. Then the Rabbi Nitam says that Periyav is Av the Chalipin, but the Sfarno says that it's not, that it wasn't Shavah B'Shavah. That it was only for the purpose of making the king in Suda to be trained, and then he had to pay Gnei HaMekach in addition. And he paid him later for that. So how can it be that Peri is good? So he says, either, according to the Tzvana says, either according to the Kenyan, Peri Av the Chalit, and so the Kenyan was with the Adashim, or the Kenyan was with the plate that had the Adashim on. With the clean that had the Adashim on. The Yaakov not only ate from Mecca, and he did Adashim, but he put it in his hand. So he gave him a plate with his spoon. So he said, he gave him the plate with his spoon, and he said, take the plate and the spoon and be kind. The Adash was gone. The Adash was making the king. But what prompted him to make? What prompted him in the middle of nowhere? Apropos to nothing. What's happening? Why all of a sudden now did he wake up? Then Rashi quotes the Medrash that Esav said, what's involved over here? So he said, oh, b'chayre is karbonis. So he says, what's the deal with the karbonis? If you're drunk, so you can't bring karbonis. So it's not for me, goodbye. How did the Medrash get that over here? So there's another medrash, the disciple of son quotes in the sacred time of the there's another medrash that says, min ha'adom ha'adom hazeh, that he asked for the red adashim, and he asked for red wine, the yain adom, that he was a shikah, and he liked to drink a lot. Why not? The hunter, a shikah is drunk. So Yankov said, but you're the pro. this disciple of the son ad libs already. This doesn't say the Medrash. He has none on his own. So he says, Yankiv tells him, you're the Pchor, the Avodah is the Pchoris, and the Gemara says in Tainus, that a Pchor in Bizman Azeh is forbidden to drink wine, because Neheri Bona Amigdash any day, any minute the Beit Amigdash may be built, and you wonder which Mishnah you belong to. The Gemara says, Nikir has been a Pchor during his Mishnah, is not allowed to drink wine. So he may have, he has to do Avodah then, but if it's not his week, so it's 24 Mishmar, so it's not his week, then he's permitted to drink wine, because he doesn't do Avodah that week anyway. But Bizman Azeh, we have lost track of whose week it is. We don't know which kind belongs to which Mishmah. We don't know which week belongs to which Mishmah. So we've lost. We assume, we often pray that the kind is a kind. Okay. That's a shayla. Kohani, Takashayla later in Tzibit. Kohani Chazaka versus Kohani Miyuchad. So the Rav HaFasim assume that Kohani Chazaka are 100% bona fide Kohani. They're really Kohani with the right. It's not a Sopik Kohani. And the Miyuchad of the Pasim are of the opinion that Kohani Chazaka are only Sopik Kohani. So we assume that they're really bona fide Kohani. So the Gemara has a machlokes in Tainus. What do the Kohanim do with Bizman Azeh? So one opinion of the Gemara is that the Kohanim who don't know which Mishmah they belong to, even if they do know, they don't know which week it belongs to which Mishmah, they're forbidden to drink wine all year long. The other Tainus says no. Rabbi Yomer, that Takanasa Kilkalasa, that the Kilkal is his Takana, that because he doesn't know which Mishmah he belongs to, we don't know which week this Mishmah belongs to, so all the Kohanim can drink wine, and it will be terrible that some other kind will do the Avodah. So Allah Hu Ma'ase Bizman Azeh, that's how we pass it. We pass like Rebbe, that Takanasa Kil Kalasa, that the Kalkola that he doesn't know which Mishmah he belongs to and so on, he doesn't know which Mishmah this week belongs to, is his Takana. But let's say in the days of Yaakov and Esau, so they didn't have thousands of Kohanim. There was only one Kohen, and he has to do the Avodah, so the Kohen is the Hashikah. So Yankov tells him, what do you mean, Ha'adoyim Ha'adoyim Ha'adoyim, you want a drink of red wine? The Dintaka Akkor is like a Kohen. So you can't drink when you do Avodah. He says, why not? So he tells him, well, the Dintaka Akkor is the pirate. And a Kohen, when he brings the Kabbalah, can't be a Shikha. So he says, let me get rid of that thing. I don't want it. So he got rid of the Akkor. That's what the disciple of Sana interprets over here. That's the Medrash says, that from the phrase, Min Ha'adayim Ha'adayim Hazer, this is what started the whole conversation. That when Esav wanted a drink, he wanted to have a L'chaim, that's when Yaakov realized that he has to get the Bechor away from him. So how do you do that? Let's say you have a guy who's really a coin. And say, sell me the kuna. So the shach to sell a kuna, he'll remain a coin. I'll give him all the money in the world, I can't become a coin. He has the Kedusha's kuna and I don't have the Kedusha's kuna. What shaykh over here that he can sell the Bechor to somebody else? So the Marami Prak says that this is not that the Bechor, the firstborn, had a Kedusha. Had a Kedusha as Bechorah. It is not Kedusha as Bechorah. It's like a Swiss. So a Swiss lends itself to Mechila. Just like the Avedin, you have to be Mechabe, Matam Kochem. And the Din is the Kochem Shemachal Kvod, the Kvod Amachu. Or you have to say, you have to be Mechabe the Koyin, the Tarechlish, and the Vachlish, and the Mamu Yachlish. And the Gemara says, in Egypt, you know, the Koyin, what is the Merchel on his Kavin? He made it Merchel on his Kavin. Just to create a Tarechlish, the Gemara says, he made a Tarechlish. It's made that he showed them that he shouldn't be Merchel on his cover. Shouldn't give the first Aliyah to anybody else. But Mikra didn't arise, it would appear clearly from the Gemara from the Bavli that he can't be Merchel on his cover. There's a difficult Rambam, the Rambam that says, Amitzah says he cannot be Merchel on his cover. But the Gemara is not so. The Gemara says he can't be Merchel on his cover. So the Marami Prad and the Gurai Yachomish says that must be the Pshat over here also. What do you mean the Avoid one is the Bechor? Hanan Bechor is Pasol HaKrovim. He's possible if he'll do Avodah, he'll do Mechulelis. Nah. Not like Lachamatim says that Avodah is Kohanim, but if a non-Kohan does Avodah is Mechulah. The idea of Avodah is Bechorah doesn't mean if a non-Kohan does Avodah is possible Avodah is Mechulah. What? There's no Kedusha's Bechorah. It means you have to be Mechabit, the older brother, like this is in Kabed Eshavir for the Esimecha, and the Gemara says, Eshavir for the Rabbi is Achicha HaGodol. The Din is Shulchan Aruch, you have to be Mechabit, your older brother. Some say it's a real Drashi Gemur, Adin Derayis, Adin of Kibud Achiv HaGodol. So the Ma'amit Pak says, that's what the din is over here. The Avodah was the prayer's needs. It had to be Mechabim. It's not a swear. They had to figure out who's going to do the Avodah. It should be a free floor. So they had to have some stater, some ordinary. So the minig was, prayed about in prayer, that the Pchor, the firstborn, had the right, had the schus, that they should be Mechabim him, that he should do the Avodah. But it doesn't mean that he had some Kedusha that the Pashas, that the younger brothers don't have. And that's what all he needed was, that he should be Mechal on his cover. So what did he pay him money for? By Yimkor? He bribed him. He said, I'll only be Merkel on my cover for X amount of money, so he bribed him. That's how the Ma'ami Prat learned Hashem. It wasn't really a Kenyan. He didn't really need a Kenyan student. not like this Talmud says in the beginning, through the Yor that Perry, strange, the Svarna usually doesn't have a Medrash Kriya style interpretation. Usually, I got the Rav Pshat. He says that the Pshat is that Perry, the Rav Halifan, so he says he gave him, he didn't give him the Adashim, he gave him on a plate. The plate with the spoon, that was the clue. But the way the Marami Prak says, they didn't really have a Kinyan. There was no real Kinyan over here. So he said he bribed him, and what is the Rishmi Merkel on his coat? What is the Rishmi Merkel on his food?
Is there this or not?
In the beginning, yeah. The Gemara says in the first daf and the second parak in Bechiras on Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, Lo Shonu Ish Es Amisa. But the din of Reino only applies to Amisecho, to a Jew. So the Rashash, and that Gemara is Medayik from the Loshna Gemara, as well as the Mishnah Mosyankit and his children, Chelik Chosh Mishpat, and Hilchos Anor, the books say that you see from the Gemara, even though the Pasuk doesn't sound like that, the son of Isha Samisa goes on the Lav, but he says, nevertheless, the Loshna Gemara is Medayik, Lamisecha Tamachsarayno, that the Lav applies both to a Jew and to a non-Jew. If you're not permitted to cheat enough, if the Misha Lav their eyes, but the penalty that if one cheated another person, then there's a knas of hafzoras and no, if it's shtus, is machzor and no, if it's yes and shtus, is bapul mekka, the penalty that's involved in no, that doesn't apply to another. But the isra and no certainly does apply. There's an isra derais, an isra lav, not to cheat another in business. Mishkan Asyankov has it in a tshuva l'alacha. He says yes. He says we do pass. He has a whole tshuva, yes. He disagreed with the previous psak. There was a court case. A Goy sold a boat to a Jew. And he charged, I forgot who sold to him. It was a Jew and a non-Jew were involved in a sale of a boat. And a certain price was fixed and then the boat was given over. And then the shaila was, they have to deliver the money. So the Nachri realized that he was cheated by the Jew. So he said, you cheated me. So the Jew said, absolved and paid. So the guy said, we'll go to court. And he just said, oh, didn't care, what's wrong? Okay. Went to a dinner. So they went to a Dayanim, Jewish rabbi. And the rabbi said, there's no good of Aynor by nothing, and the guy has to pay. So the guy said, something fishy over here, something fishy, he wants to ask a different rabbi. So they sent the shadow to the Mishkan of Yankim, and he said that the rabbanim passed in law, that the din that says no Aynor by nothing means if the sale already was done. And it's Lachar HaMaiser. So then the din is that there's no Nachri and Nachri. But here they're still holding in the middle. And the Nachri had the upper hand at times, but he still had the boat. I think the Nachri was selling the boat. And he didn't give over the Jew paid the money for the boat. He paid the $1,000. The guy realized that they fooled him, it was worth $100,000. And he didn't, so the guy had the $1,000 and the boat. So the Bezin Pasman is Mukhir to give the boat away because no din alay nor for goy. So the Mishkan Sankar said that they were wrong, the Bezin Pasman wrong, that there's no din alay nor, just means if the guy would have given the boat away to the Jew, and then it would go to the entire, and then the Bezim would not ask him that the Jew would have to be Machsim. But of Mecca, if a Machsim is running, no, there would be Fafal, it would be to the edit. But this is not yet to the edit. The guy has the upper hand, he has the boat, and he has the money. So this, we can't force him to give away the boat to the Jew, and he says the Bezim who will force him to give away the boat will be violating the Yisra'inot. So the Yisra'inot applies on whoever cheats the other one. So usually the Yisra'inot is on the Mecca, on the Rakea. On the party who cheats the other. But here, where they agreed to go to Bezin, so the Bezin who passed him wrong and who will enforce their stock will be violating the Israel.
So you
would say the person, by using the case of the Torah, excuse me, say that it's a little bit of the Torah before the suit? I don't know. The Sfano understands it differently. So the Ed's willingness to relinquish the Torah, that it covers the design. He charged the fortune of money, not the bowl of Babylon. Not the bowl of Chomet. Charged him a lot of money.
I don't know. If you show him the fish knife, whatever the support was, is it to make it clean enough?
Actually, according to this Torah, many Lonak, many Nishan Lonak decided that there really was a Mechira, a Yimkar, not a Mechira Shusin, like the Marami Padman, but there really was a Mechira. But the question is, what's Chadov Hashem Bal Mamish? Chadov Hashem Bal Mamish for years. The whole Indian of Torah is Chadov Hashem Bal Mamish. How can you make a Kinyan on that? So the Sparta answers, that's why he insists that he should take the Shavuah. Yisholom Yikayom. If you know one cannot make a kinyan on a Dovah Shem Bar Mamish, but if you take a shvur, then the shvur is binding. Then the shvur would make it binding. That's how the Torah ends. Just like the Rambam writes, I cannot be machmes Dovah Shaloi Boli Yolam, and I cannot be magbish Dovah Shaloi Boli Yolam, but if I take a nether, the Rambam writes, a man is a fisherman, and as he's about to go fishing, he takes a net that whatever fish he will catch, whatever tuna fish he will catch today, he will donate to the OU. That's not the charity. He will donate to Yeshiva University. So then, that's a charitable institution. So the Rambam writes at the end of Perek Vav in Hilchos Erech Mecharama, Halacha Laman Alf, you're royally, in my humble opinion. Shafal Pishayin, not a Magdash Dovah Shalot Bali Olam, but if he says, Hari Alayla Hagdisha, if he takes a net to be Magdash, when it will be Bali Olam, then he says he's mechuyav to fulfill his nether. You have a din of baltach, and you have a din of bal yachol zora, and you have a din of chalayot and tiviyach, just like any other nether. Ketzad. So he says, kol ma shetale mitzidosi min hayam, hari alai mitin la'anim. Hari alai la'avdish. All the fish that I will catch with my net from the fishing, from the sea, I want to give it to tzedok, I want to give it to hegdish. So even though I cannot be magdish the fish before I caught them, that's dovah shalot bali oilam, it's not shalit, it's not bishusi. But I can take a matter that I'll give it, and it brings a raya from Yaakov Avinu. Halacha lamed gimel, raya l'dovah, mashal ma'yakov Avinu, kol asher tikten li aser asrenu loch. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fulfill your neder, asher nadarta l'isham neder. You see that it's called a neder. So even though it was a dovah shalot dovah yoylam, and he couldn't be magdish it now, but he can take a neder to give it. So the Sfarno says the same over here. True, you cannot make a kinyan on a dovah shalot dovah yoylam, but if you take a shvua, that you will observe this kinyan that wasn't chal, and he says the shvur makes it that it's binding. A good discussion. The rabbi writes that the rabbi from Yankee is a good rabbi. The Rambam gives two rabbis. He gives one rabbi from the Yankee din and one rabbi from another din. So the rabbi says, "Amar Rambam, Harai the Yankee is rabbi. There is a good rabbi. You have a good kasha. How can you learn a rabbi from Kodesh Matzah?" The right from the way I talk, and the right of the Dosin Ishkin right. But he says, the right from Yankov, the right that is mastic on the Rambam, he says, that right is good, I'm not mastic. Second right, I don't agree. Here is the kasha that the Mishma Melech has to, yes, on different times. What do you mean, you take the Shvur? Kodi Matan Torah, the Shvur is not binding. Shvur is one of the dinim of the Torah. There is no dinim Bal Yachal Anochen. It's not one of the seven mitzvahs of Beninah. What does it matter if he's going to take the Shvur? What's going on here? All the shvuas that everybody's taking, Abi Melech nimmt a shvua, and Avram takes a shvua, and Paro, everybody's taking shvuas, and Eliezer's taking a shvua. The shvuas are meaningless. If there's no din of bal yachol for nochrim, there's no binding force for the shvua. Who says there's no bal yachol on nochrim? Rabbi Kivega has like that. Rabbi Kivega has like that in Avodah Zorah, and I'll pay him a base. Rabbi Kivega has in the Avni Milum, on the first page in Avni Milum, also, they both ask the same kasha on the faces in Avodah Zorah. There's a gemara in Avodah Zorah. It runs out from a puzzle. I think we discussed it. No, in Parshas Neach. This year. Last year. Different year. The puzzle in Parshas Neach says that a Mechusa Raver may not be offered as a Korban even by a Ben Noach. He's forbidden to be Makar of a Mechusa Raver. So Faisus asks, when were you forbidden? What, if the Shevin Mitzvah is going to know? It's an Aveir. If he's Makar of a Mechusa Raver, he's going to get Malkus. We have a whole Tayag Mitzvah, a series of Dinim. So if we're Makar of an elephant on the Mizbeach, or Makar of a deer on the Mizbeach, so we're even Aveir. Get Malkus, you don't get Malkus, whatever. Some Averis, if you get Malkus, some Averis, you don't get Malkus. Start to call it an Aver. But an offering, what? He only has seven mitzvahs. So what's the Aver? What is Aver? It's Aver. Gezel, what kind of an Aver is it if he's going to be Makriv a Mechus or Aver, an animal that has missing a leg? What kind of an Aver can it be? The place is the entrance and Aver is not. They're paying. They say it goes like this. The Nachri Gedumen HaNeder, that he's going to bring a Korban L'Shamayim. And then he offered this Mechus or Aver. So that's what the Gemara says, he's not yet to his neder, he's still obligated to bring another behemoth. Not that he has an aveira by being makar b'mechus reva. It's not an aveira. But the Pasuk teaches me that it's not kosher. It's not kosher. So what, he has no chiyuv to bring to Minhag Mustafa? No. If he took a nether to bring, and the nether is binding, and he didn't, and he brought him a kusilevi, he's not yaitu. His nether has to bring another one in order to be yaitu his nether. The Bosh Rabbi Kivegir and the Gilyan Ashah, Sadri Avni Miluyim on the first page in Eben Ezra, they asked the same kasha and Tosis, what are they talking about? There is no din about Yacha by Nochri. What do they say? The Nochri took a nether to bring a korban, so the nether is done? There is no such halacha. So that's what the Mishlam Malach asks. What's going on here? He shoveli kayom. What's the significance of taking a shvur kodem atan Torah? If a shvur is not from the Sheva Mitzvah being a so, the Mishlam Malach has one mahalach. The Avnei Nezer has a razzle-dazzle tshuva. All of his tshuva. Always very sharp. He has a tshuva, he has a different mahalach. So he says that a shvur kodem atan Torah, you're right, there was no din about Yachal. But there are two dinim of shvur. Let's say halach. Because one shvur, a shvur ben olam ha'chaver. A bris, a kriz, a kriz, an agreement. A contract. So what do you mean? By a goy, there's no shvur mitzvah ben olam. So a contract is not binding? Of course the contract is binding. What's that? That contract is not binding. So if I promise you that I'm going to do such and such, so a shvur ben olam ha'chaver, there are two parties, and they enter into an agreement. So even if it's not legally binding, they didn't make a chvei sakinyan, they make it legally binding, like over here, it's a davashay mamamish, the form of the kinyan that they made wasn't chalam a davashay mamamish. But still he took a shvur, so the nature of the shvur was that it's an agreement. So it's not legally binding, but still if he violates his agreement, it will be an einish b'dinei shamayim. It won't be b'dinei yadim, but it will be an einish b'dinei shamayim. Then he says, so for this shvur, shabin adam ha-chaveiro, this you don't have to have the tayag mitzvah, so la yachol, b'vor, and chaleyot, and pivyas. It's understood that there's a moral obligation to keep your agreement, to observe a contract that you made with the other party. When it was written third in Schach Shalom, then it was in Schach and other things. If a guy takes a shoe and not eat banana, what is that, a legal contract with someone? What's that, an agreement? It's not a contract, it's not an agreement. What, he's going to make someone else happy or not happy by yes eating or not eating? He wants to go on a diet or whatever. He wants to stop smoking cigarettes. Because he knows that it's dead to his heart. So he takes a shoe and he's afraid he's going to give in to his Yetzer Hara all the time. So he takes a shoe, he's not going to smoke any cigarettes. It's fine. So that's an agreement. Ben Orma Haver. No, Ben Orma Yatzmo. So Kode Matan Tere, the Avnei Nezer says that Shua would not be binding. Nitzim Tere, Ben Eschat Shalocha, so when the Tere was given, so the Tere said that even such a shoe is also binding. But Kode Matan Tere, the only shoe that would be binding would be this one, which is morally binding, a shoe from Ben Orma Haver. That's the way the Avnei Nezer, with this background, the Avnei Nezer wants to explain the pshat in the Tshuvos Ari Midrash. There is a whole deal in Achreinim about a shvur b'ksav. It used to be relevant here in Yeshiva years ago when the boys wanted a 4D. There is no 4D anymore, no? The United States used to be at war. The Free of the Gederet used to be our Second World War. I don't know if they gave 4Ds in the First World War. I don't know if Yeshiva was kind then. But the Second World War, they used to have, before my time, during the Korean War, the students who went to a theological seminary who were studying for entering the clergy, so they were exempt. They weren't exempt. They had a deferment that they could wait to go to the army later. If they leave the yeshiva and they won't go into the rabbinate, they don't have to go to the army. Because man, they were in the yeshiva, in a seminary to study for the clergy, so then they were deferred. That was a 4D. So in my time, they'd only give you Dean Zara or Rashan, whoever, my days and then later days, whoever was in charge of the 4Ds, made you sign a statement that upon receiving, you promised to take smicha, to go to smicha. Now receiving smicha, you promise to enter into the clergy for a few years. Enter into chinuch or rabbanus or something. But the shaila was, when a person signs such a statement, is he really obligated by that or not? That's a shvur b'ksav. Is a shvur b'ksav binding or not? Yeridei they have the shaila. The beginning of Yeridei help us keep it. If a sheikh has signed a statement that says, he swears, he promises not to shed unless in the presence of other shul. You can even copy like that. That's a shul. But he signed it and he never said it before. Well, the shul big sab is binding enough. And similar from Yeridei, the Chavitaz and the other post can have a whole arichas on that. Well, the shul big sab is binding. The Be'er Adela has a discussion in Hilchus Shvuas, in Chele Gimel Yeridei. And Rabbi Kadega has, where the Ksiva Kadibra and I talked about Tzvir Saim, a big sab. So someone wrote a letter on Leil Lag Boimer before he counted Tzvira. So the din is that if you say today is Lag Boimer, so it says in Shulchan Aruch that then you can't count Tzvira again with a bracha. Because maybe it's only a mitzvah of Rabbanan Tzvi, or something like that. Rabbanan, mitzvah of Rabbanan, named Tzvi Chiz Kavanan. So you were Yotze already. Even though you didn't have a mind to be Yotze, you were Yotze when you said, today is like Rabbanan. So the shahar is what if a person didn't say, today is like Rabbanan, but he wrote. He wrote. In a letter to someone, today is Lag B'Omer. He wrote a date, Yom Lag B'Omer. If he just wrote Lag B'Omer, he didn't write Hayom. So the pastor says that he's Zichron Hagiyotze. If you don't say Hayom, you're certainly not. What if he writes in the letter? Tonight is Lag B'Omer evening, and I'm writing you a letter, my dear friend, and so on. So would you say then, also, excuse me, deeper when he was Yotze, he can't count to drop on that. So that the Kaveh has a correspondence with his uncle, back and forth, a few tshuvas in a row, around 3-4 tshuvas in a row, about this issue. But excuse me, Kedibra, by Tzvius Aimer, by Kriyashma, and by Shvue, by other dinim and by Eidus, there's more by Eidus, but if a person is an Elaine, he cannot speak. He cannot give out God to say this. Mithina will only pick some. Why not? Why not take Sivu Kedibra? That's the Gemara gives him that fine answer. It appears not to see the last Kedibra. So it's all discussion in the post from other dinim. So the Rima Gash comes up with a new. The Rima Gash was died before the whole discussion was born. The Rima Gash has an Etshuva. Shvur b'ksav is binding, but there's no oynish b'dinei Adam. Only an oynish b'dinei Shemai. Medrash pli. So how do you understand that? The person violates the shvur. He gives malchus. Sometimes. So the Rima Gash says, the shvur b'ksav is binding, but it's only binding b'dinei Shemai. It's not binding b'dinei Adam. It's on hand and on feet. What's the mocker for that? So the Avinu Nezer has Kedarko always very sharp, but he's right or wrong is always sharp. But agree, disagree, you can't say that it's boring. So he writes a very sharp beer. So he says, about today Allah is there was a shvur kaid about the Mishnah Malach's mother, what's going on in Chumash over here. So he says, Rabbi, there's a shvur, Shabinara Machaveh, there's a shvur. Why is that shvur binding? It's morally binding. It's understood that you made an agreement, you entered into a contract, so even though it's not, it can't be legally enforced, it wasn't a king and indeed a woman is, but it's morally binding if it's been Adam Lachaveh. Then Lacha Matan Torah was in the Skadish Giron and Abedin. I was shmur, I take a shmur not to eat potato chips. I take a shmur, I'm angry at someone not to invite him to my wedding. Some are shmur. It's not a shmur, but Adam Lachaveh entering into an agreement. Lacha shmur. That din of Nitzma Torah and Skadish Lachaveh, that shmur is binding. There, the Gemara says, Nefesh Kishi Shavah Levate Bishasayim. And Pashas Vayikra says, Levate Bishasayim is only if it was made to Bishasayim. And it's not only true by Shvur, Nefesh Kisi Shovel of Asa Kisvatayim, the Achorim say the same is true by Neder, because it says, Chol HaYetzim Mipiv, Yasa. Yetzim Mipiv, Yasa pronounces. And it says, Lo Yachol Divaro, Divaro means his word. So that new din that was in Chadish Yifta Matan Tayrim, that the Bezer Shalmato is Manishan, so that din says, Yasa Abdavke Bedibur. But if I implied the shvua the neder, but I didn't pronounce it with my lips, then it wouldn't be binding. But the shvua from Kodim Matan Torah, there's not zeros hakosa for. It's morally binding. So if it's morally binding, it's binding even if the shvua picks up. So he says, so what would be, so often he solved the whole problem already, but he didn't. He said that the shvua Kodim Matan Torah, so far is very good, but he didn't solve the problem at all. The shvua from Kodim Matan Torah was binding whether picks up, or Baal-Peh. You don't have to have Dibur, because there's not very Sakasa. But that's binding, only morally binding, if it's been out of Mahaveiro. And the Shvur from Akamatan Torah has a Chiddush that it even applies if it's not been out of Mahaveiro, it's not a contract. But it's limited up if it's the Dibur. So what is the Rima Gash? The Rima Gash is not talking about a Shvur B'Ksav should be out of Mahaveiro. It's not that he binds, the guy writes a Shvur B'Ksav not to eat the banana. Guy writes a shvur b'ksav not to attend the World Zionist Congress. It's not a bin Adam Lachaveh, it's not an agreement that he entered into with someone else. So why does the Rima Gash say in such a case that that's morally binding, but the Bez Neshamata won't be manishan, and he didn't answer anything. So now he already starts to be matchi. First he has the razzle, and he says, now getting down to Maita, how did he answer anything? So he says, well, the pshat is like this, that Kaida Matan Torah, a shvur was only binding morally if it's bin Adam Lachaveh, if it's an agreement. But if I take a shvur not to eat potato chips, not to eat bananas, that's not morally binding with anybody. Nitna Torah and Eschat Shahalacha, that whenever you take any shvur, it's a deal between you and the Rabbi Shalom. That's really not so possible. But if I take a shvur not to eat potato chips, that's a deal between me and the Rabbi Shalom. So every shvur is considered an Adam Lachavero, or an Adam Lachero. The Rabbi Shalom is not my chavrusa, he's not chavero, he's not my buddy. But it's been Adam Le'achir. So he says, Memele, Shvur, from Lacha Matan, after Matan Torah, two things were Nischarish. That that all shvuas are considered, even shvuas that don't appear to be, not benon machaber in this sense, between me and another human being, any shvua that I take at all is considered as a deal between me and the Rabbanu Shalom. Then he tries to explain that with drush a little bit, that's already a weak point. And then he says, but that then only applies if it's bedibur, not if it's bixar, not if it's not bedibur. But if it's not bedibur, then you're left. You have a combination with the din from Macha Matan Torah and the din from Kodem Matan Torah. But the din from Macha Matan Torah was in Schadis that all shvuas are considered contracts between me and Hashem Yisborach. And the din Kodem Matan Torah was that a shvua that the contract is binding even if it's not falter, even if it's bixar. That's the pshat and the rimagar, shmur. The second half he can think of. First half is interesting. That's the pshat. Nevi Magash, he says, why a shvua bixav is yes binding, but there's no Einish in Bez Neshamah. That's in the Tshuvas Ad Menez, in Chel Gerede, in Hilchus Shvua. So it doesn't have the full din of Shmuel, of Lach Matan Torah. So that has to be doctrine about it. This is time of Yahweh Torah. But if Kodem Matan Torah, there was an din of Shmuel that didn't require the if it was an agreement, if it was a contract. But Kodem Matan Torah, that only applied. And Kodem Matan Torah, the Shmuel is not Menas Medina Yod. So it's not going to share the mitzvahs enough. So it's a moral obligation. So the din of Shemayim, if he would violate it, he would be Menas. But the person takes the Shmuel bin Ad Machavero literally. Believe, be bored, and then that would be binding like Kodem Matan Torah. If a person takes the Shavua, not the Ramachabah, he takes the Shavua not to eat the potatoes. But he takes the Pitzav, so it's all fair, that's neither here nor there, it's nothing. The Admonazer now is Machsik, so he says no. Lacha Matan Torah was the Chadesh that any Shavua that you take, even if it's not related to another, both of them, is always considered a contract that you're entering into between you and Achar Hezbollah. So if you take it, the Dibur, then it's Bedina Yodim. If you take it not Bedibur, then it has the status of a Shvua Kodem Matan Torah, which is morally binding, so it's only then as Bedina Shomar.
What is
the
Matan?
What's the din Halacha L'maaseh by Shvua Bixar? Three different opinions. Yes, no. Bedina Yodim, Bedina Shomar. You do the three sheepers. Yes, no, maybe. Three sheepers. I don't know. To look at Yeriday. The Machlokes, the Achrayim post Yeriday have a Machlokes. Shev Yankif and many others have a Machlokes, what the deal is about. When there was a Rav Baretz, so the Pasuk says that Yitzchak was about to leave Eretz Yisrael. He's going to go to Mitzrayim. So it's like Avraham Avinu went to Mitzrayim. Hashem tells him, I'll pay in Mitzrayim, don't go to Mitzrayim. Why should we go to Mitzrayim? So Rashi quotes, Sha'at ha'oilu t'nino, v'ein gut lo'ez kibay lo. What kind of a din is that? Yitzchak was an oilu t'nino from the time of the Akedah on, and he wasn't permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael. What kind of a din is that? There is a din called Bamanus, the carbon is this of the Yosef. If you take it out of its makom, either out of its man or out, every drover has to have a makom in his man. Every carbon has to have a makom in his man also. If you leave it past its man, it's this of the lino. Take it out of the Mokum, it's this of the Yosef. What is the Mokum? So the Mokum of Kachikachim, you know, is the Azara. The Mokum of Kachikalim, is the Yerushalayim. Here, if this is Kodem Matan Torah, so there was no Azara, there was no Yerushalayim, but there was Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael stayed down here, and you're not supposed to bring a family. It's not proper to bring Korbanos in Chutzlor. It's not proper to bring Korbanos in Chutzlor. So I, Moshe Rabbeinu, brought Korbanos in Chutzlor and had Sinai. That's who's lost. So the mechufa is nakasha. First mechufa. And the mechufa is nakasha. So it says, Kodem shenivcha Eretz Yisrael, ha'yukol ha'arot is k'sheves l'kodem, v'shenivcha Eretz Yisrael. After they crossed over the Yad, in the days of Yishuv Benun, it was only permissible to bring korbanos in Eretz Yisrael. Not mechufa. That's what it says in the Gemara. They call ha'kol for Eretz Yisrael, yesh lo kapara. Why? Because the Makam Kapor is the Makam HaMizbech, and all of Eretz Yisrael is the Makam HaRoel HaMizbech. Was at one time. So this Medrash seems to assume like this, and in the days of Avraham Avinu, when Avraham and Yitzchak and Yankov were alive, and they were living in Eretz Yisrael, there were Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, the others were there,
The Eretz Yisrael had the special status, and only Eretz Yisrael was going to HaKadosh. This Lord was not. When they went into Mitzrayim, when they went into Golus, then they had to Karbanos from Chutzlot. Then when they came back there, some days in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Chayzer Yisur HaRish, we treat all of Eretz Yisrael as the Makam HaRoy LaHakrovet, so if you take a Korban outside of Eretz Yisrael, it will be Nitzal B'Yoytzeh. The problem is, though, that this only applies to a Korban after you've done the first Avodah to it. Before you shech the Korban, it can roam around wherever it wants, and it's not Nitzal B'Yoytzeh, it's only have to do the Shechitah. Shechita is the first Avodah. Shechita Tabela Halacha Zvita V'Davar Avodah Sadam. So before you do the Shechita, before you do the first Avodah, it doesn't lend itself to be Nifsal B'Yosei. Just like a Korban Mincha. Tosfos says, in every fifth plot, Maseches Menachos, Tosfos has the same Achlokes as Rashi. What's the din of a Korban Mincha after Kiddush Kli, before Kmitza? Before you have Kiddush Kli, if I have flour in a stack in a bag, that I was Magdish, I have a wine in a wine bottle. If it's cooked wine, it's no good for Nisach HaGavim is there. Not cooked wine. Yain Shein Amus. So I'm not just the wine. I want to use this wine, or I want to use this flour. If it's bleached flour, so you can't use it for a Korban Mincha. It's coming. So it's not bleached flour. Whole wheat flour, not bleached flour. So I'm not just the flour, and I'm not just the wine. To use it, HaGavim is there. So the Gemara says, that the Mishnah says, it calls man that I didn't put the wine or the flour in it, and it's from Shoreh, to give it. Mishnah says, look, it's only Kusha Zomim on his back. And it still can be yaitzeh v'chul and ayideh pigyon. And you should keep the decree, after I put the yayin, ha-menachas ha-nesof, and that's the name of the parish. The end of menachas, ha-menachas ha-nesof, and you should keep the decree, after I put it into a klishoreis, then it becomes kodesh kedusha guflam izbeach, and it no longer is yaitzeh v'chul and ayideh pigyon. But even though it was already in kodesh kedusha saguf, it's not only kedusha v'zaman izbeach, it's kedusha saguf, but it doesn't yet have the status of a korban. After I do the first avoda, then it's converted from a kedusha saguf to a kedusha korban. But before I do the kmitza by the mincha, before I do the nisach hayayin, or before I do the shechita by the beina, although true it has a kedushas aguf, but it doesn't have a kedushas korban, and it cannot be nifsal b'yoytzeh. So those also are the medrash. Rashi quotes a medrash. But Yitzchok, from the time that he was brought on the akedah, had the status of an oyla tmima. Oyla tmima means that they didn't shecht it yet. An oyla tmima, he wasn't killed. And nevertheless, if they were taking into chutzlah, it would be a psul. In chutzlah, kedailah. You're not permitted to take a card in a chutzlah and kind of the makam over here being Eretz Yisrael. At the time being those days, only Eretz Yisrael was a makam of Eretz Yisrael. But the Avodah wasn't done yet. So you have to say something like that. You have to say something like that. Either you say like that Medrash, or you say that the Avodah that was done on the Ayilach and Echaz, Vasach, we kind of the Avodah done to the Ayil, was considered as if it had been done to Yitzchak. In fact, Rashi quotes later on the Pasuk, Zechariah B'Si Yaakov, Yaakov B'Si Yitzchak, Yaakov B'Si Abraham Ezkor, V'Horet Ezkor. How come it says Zechariah by Yaakov, then it says Yaakov B'Si Yitzchak? It doesn't say yes, but Yaakov B'Si Abraham Ezkor. It says Zechariah by Yitzchak, it says Zechariah by Yaakov, and Zechariah by Abraham, and it doesn't say Zechariah by Yitzchak. But Rashi quotes the Medrash, that Zechariah is only on something that's not here. Oh, I remember something from years ago. But if I see somebody here, I say, I remember Chelsea. I remember him well. He's right here, but I have to remember him. When he'll get married and he'll leave the yeshiva, so don't say I remember him. Yes, I remember. But if he's right here, so I don't have to remember. Whatever is there with Panecho, you don't have to have the current. So Rashi goes in the Medrash, I thought it was, says, yes, I remember with the great, with very strong feelings of Avraham Avinu. And I remember Yaakov. I don't have to remember Yitzchok. Rashi quotes, after it's over, Amura Hagabi on his bed. The ashes of Yitzchok are there right on front of his bed, in front of Akab Yitzchok all the time. He doesn't have to remember Yitzchok. He's right there. What do you mean? After Shal Yitzchok. Zavra Amura. But Yitzchok was never burnt. The Ayah was burnt. Yitzchok wasn't burnt. So apparently, what it either means that Yitzchok was burnt and there was a clear foundation or something, or it means that the Hakrav of the Ayah was considered as if the Avodah is done, the Shechita, with the Kabbalah, with the Halacha, with the Zrika, with the Haktarah. Everything that was done to the Ayah was considered al Tikin as if it had been done for Yitzchok. You have such a din also with Zayus, by the Shnei Sira Yom Kippurim, that the Avodah that's done to the Yisrael Hashem, respect of some halachas, is considered as if those avodas had been done also for the soil of Azog. Not just that they're two different chatos, this is a chatos. It's not even a chatos, they're both chatos. So you don't do any avodas on that chatos. With respect to some halachas, we declare that the avodas done to the soil of Hashem are considered as if they relate also vicariously, if I'm in bandwidth, vicariously, to the, whatever the word is, by representation, as if they were done also to the, to destroy Lach Rosa.
He wants
to know why couldn't he go to Chutzlar? He was about to go to Mitzrayim, but just like Avram went to Mitzrayim and there was a Rav. And then Hashem says, I'll take it to Mitzrayim. Avram was permitted to go and you're not permitted to go because you are an Oyla Tzlima. No, he was not a Shidduch. He was a Ven Chutzlar Tzibayim. It's a different thing by the Shidduch. You can't have an Oyla with Avram. Be considered as if I did it to you? Could be. This is a very strange passage here. Very striking passage. Passage says that Yitzchak was about to leave because with the famine, he was going to leave to Mitzrayim like Avram Avinu did, to go just like Avram did. Then Hashem is also says, don't go. Your father was a great tzaddik. And it's good of your father, I'll take care of you. And who am I? Honestly, it treats him like dirt. Ezra Asher Shoma Avram Bekolu Ve'ishma Mishmati Mitzvasai Kukar Sai Vesarasa. He said, I'm going to give that to Moses Asher Mishmati the Avram Avich and the Schus of Avram Avinu. What's wrong with him? He was also one of the other. Yaakov, when you find your spinal points out this, Tamar. The passage is very striking. That was fun also. Spinal gives an answer. He says the Bayakra, he points out Bayakra, and I thought he spoke speaks to him. He does say, in the schus of your father and your grandfather, and so on. He says, in your schus, you're outside of your schus. So I come over here, he treats him like dirt. He says, in the schus of your father, and the Hemigat Tzaddik, can he give you a break? So he says that Yitzchak was a young man now. He didn't yet attain the status of an Ov. The Gimel Ov is not that Menabetan, he was already an Ov. When his Bar Mitzvah, he was running one of the Gimel Ov. You have to mature to grow into the position. But he says he wasn't yet the status of an Ov. So he says, it's okay, in the schus of Avraham Avinu, you'll get Eretz Yisrael. But he says later, the Tzfona points out later in the Parsha, now the Melech Geror comes to make a deal. Make a bris with Yitzchak. But he says at that time, we see that you have the Shechina with you. Baruch Hashem, you are the blessed one by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says at that time it seems that he already had attained the status of an Ov. He doesn't say, you see you have a lot of schus others. He says, you see that you're a very holy man. By the time they saw the goyim, saw that he was already an Ov. At that time, that was later. But before he went to Gror, it says in the schus of his father, he wasn't yet an Ov. Interesting. Don't become an Ov automatically. You have to work. You have to work at it. You have to mature to be right or so. So that's got a lot. It's a big passion. Okay, Sunday believe that is normal. Normal day. Try to learn a little bit on Sunday.